Today we'll continue our look at the readings from the Easter season. Stay tuned. Here we go. Oh man, it's a beautiful day here in southern New Jersey. I'm sitting here sipping a cup of Mystic Monk Cinnamon Coffee Cake Coffee. This is Gary Zimak. Great to be back with you here on Blog Talk Radio. Today we're going to continue our look at the daily mass readings. Today is Thursday within the octave of Easter. So, man, we are still celebrating the resurrection of the Lord. And keep in mind that the Easter season will go on for several more weeks, but we are in the midst of it right now. We are really into the octave of Easter. So that's what we're going to share. Going to share some really good mass readings for you today on the program. How are you today? Doing well? It's a beautiful day weather-wise here in southern New Jersey. Again, I already gave away my beverage du jour. I'm drinking Mystic Monk coffee. Great time to have a cup of coffee when I sit here and chat with you. When I sit here and chat with you about these mass readings for today's Holy Mass. Couple of quick announcements. By the way, I'll let you know, I was on EWTN Radio this morning on the program Morning Glory with Brian Patrick, reflecting on Mother Angelica and what she meant to me. I'll let you know when they get the podcast of that program loaded. Man, I'll tell you what, it is such a privilege to be able to talk about the Blessed Mother, to be able to talk about her, Mother Angelica. Boy, I'm really promoting her there. But it was great to talk about her, and I'd love to share that with you. And if I get the chance, I will send along the link if they get a podcast link posted. And tomorrow in Bluebell, Pennsylvania, which is right outside of Philadelphia, I will be speaking and emceeing the IHM Homeschool Conference, which I'm really excited about. So if you're in the area, stop on out and say hi. The show runs from 12 to 6, no admission charge. I'll be giving two talks. My family will be there. Would love to meet you. And then on Sunday, I head to Steubenville, Franciscan University, to give a From Fear to Faith talk. So if you're in the area, stop by. You don't have to be a student to attend. Always love when I can get out and share the good news. Why? Because it is good news. If I had bad news to share, it wouldn't be fun. It makes sense. Jesus Christ has good news for you. And the good news is he wants to be your friend. He loves you. He wants to be your friend, and he wants to become intimately involved in your life. Together, we're going to do that. We're going to do that on this program. We're going to do that together. If you come out and see me at one of my talks, I'm going to talk about Jesus the whole time. If you read my books, Jesus is just completely throughout the books because he is the answer. He's the way. He's the truth. He's the life. He's the secret to achieving peace and joy in your life. So I'm always thrilled when I can get out there and share the good news. I do want to let you know that I'm in a bit of a crunch to try to get programs recorded for Friday and for Monday. If I don't get to them, don't panic. We'll be back on the air Tuesday. I plan to do Friday and I plan to do Monday if I can, but with my travels, it's going to be a little hard. I'm gone all weekend, and it's going to be a little difficult to record shows. So, if I can't do them, know that there's nothing wrong. It's just that I wasn't able to get to them. But we'll get back on track next week. But, see what happens. We'll see if it works out. I plan to do the programs. We'll just see what happens about whether I can get them done. But, today, we're going to do the daily mass readings. And, for the rest of this week, which will be tomorrow as well, we will focus on the readings for Easter. Now, I will, on tomorrow's program, use the readings for Sunday's Mass, which are the readings for Divine Mercy Sunday. So there's special readings for Sunday's Mass. So next week, the plan is, and this is the plan, this could change, the plan is to go to a regular set of themes, once again, as we did before, and then in the second half of the show, we will focus on the mass readings. All right, well, that's the plan. But again, it could change. If the Holy Spirit takes me in a different direction, we'll do that. If you're new to the program, I want to welcome you. We've been doing this show on Blog Talk Radio for over 5 years now. It airs Monday through Friday. You can either access the program by going to blogtalkradio.com, or you can visit my website directly, followingthetruth.com, and go to the radio page and play it from there. Or you can find the show on iTunes. All you need to do is look for Gary Zimak, the Gary Zimak Show, Z-I-M-A-K, and you can find it. It's totally free of charge no matter where you do it. And the reason it is free of charge is because of you. That's the really cool thing. Because of the fact that you are generous and you've contributed and continue to contribute. When I ask for donations and you help me out by buying Mystic Monk coffee and shopping at my Amazon store and praying, by doing all these things, you are helping this program to stay on the air and be free of charge, which I always want it to be. I always want it to be free of charge. I don't want to ever have to charge for the program, but I couldn't do that without your help. So thank you very much for all of your help with that. Without further ado, as they say, let's pray now, and then we'll talk about today's Daily Mass readings. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord Jesus, so good to be with you today. We thank you, Lord, for the gift of another day. We thank you for being our friend. We thank you for being our Savior. We thank you for teaching us through your word. Jesus, help us. We have many problems in our life. Help us with our problems. They might be unique. We all have them. We all need you, Lord. Help us to get through one day at a time and feel the peace that you desire for us to have. Jesus, we present to you all of those who are sick this evening. Please heal them. Please be with those and help those who are struggling with anxiety, those who are lonely, those who are dealing with doubt or despair, those who may be battling addiction, those struggling financially, those facing religious persecution, those encountering extreme weather conditions. We present them to you all, Jesus, and we ask you to touch them and to heal them and to help them and to let them feel your peace. Let them know that they're not alone. Jesus, I ask you to take over this show. I give it to you, and I ask you to speak through me this day. It's a great privilege to be on the air talking about you each day, but I really ask you to take over, to send your Holy Spirit to speak through me, and let all of our minds and our hearts be open so that we can receive the message you have for us. Jesus, help us to step out of our comfort zone. Help us to do your work. Help us to share you with those around us, our friends, our family, our co-workers, our neighbors. Whoever we can reach out to, help us to share you with them. We need strength, Lord, because we are weak. We can be very cowardly. We're afraid of what people will think about us. We're afraid that you won't be there to back us up. We're afraid of persecution. We're afraid of so many things. And Jesus, we love you and we ask you to help us, to give us the courage that we need so that we can share you to a world desperately in need of your presence and your comfort. We present to you our own personal needs, whatever they may be. And we ask you, Lord, to accept them and to answer our prayers in the best way possible. And we thank you, Jesus. We ask you to continue to reach out to us and help us to be closer friends with you. And we turn to your Blessed Mother, Lord, and we allow her to take our hands and lead us. And together we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for praying with me. Now, if you'll notice, sometimes I address the prayers to Jesus. Sometimes I'll address them to our Heavenly Father. Sometimes I'll even pray to the Holy Spirit. No matter who you pray to, it's okay. It's okay to pray to any of the three persons of the Trinity. They're all divine. They're all God. And it's also okay to pray to saints, although when we use that terminology, it's a little confusing sometimes. Somebody might hear that and think, well, we're saying that the Blessed Mother is divine when we pray to her. No, that's not what we're saying. When we pray to her, what we're really doing is asking for her intercession. And I think sometimes that can be a little confusing. So don't let it confuse you when we pray as we do. But don't restrict your prayers to any one person of the Trinity or leave out the saints. You want to be speaking to everybody, just as you would speak to your members of your family. You wouldn't say to your one daughter, well, you know, I spoke to you yesterday. Today, I speak to your brother. Or you speak to your mom and not your dad. You know, you speak to everyone in your family. We should do the same with our Lord and our friends, the saints. All right, I need to take a sip of my Mystic Monk coffee. I'll tell you what, I'm a little fired up today. I did another interview with my friend Adam down in Lafayette, Louisiana today. I'm a regular on the radio program down there. We're talking about Mother Angelica, talking about divine providence. And man, I get fired up when I start talking about those topics. So I'm still excited. Still, I really have to say, this whole thing with Mother Angelica this week, I'm sad, but at the same time, I'm incredibly inspired and fired up. I really am, because it gets me going. And it really, when I look at her life, when I hear some of her old talks, when I hear these reflections from people who knew her and worked with her, it just inspires me to go out and do the best job that I can sharing the good news, knowing that Jesus will be there for me. And the same thing goes for you. He's not going to desert you. He will be there for you. Don't ever think that he won't be. Incidentally, I want to share this with you. I posted this on Instagram today. If you follow Instagram, if you're on Instagram, please give me a follow, Gary Zimak. And what I try to do is share inspirational Bible verses and messages every day. And I put them on Facebook as well. So if you want to like my Facebook page, you can do that as well. And I do it on Twitter. So I try to, sometimes I'll use different, I'll put different things on different social media platforms. But today I put a Bible verse, Psalm 63, verse 1. O God, you are my God, for you I long. For you my soul is thirsting. My body pines for you, like a dry, weary land without water. And I went on to say, if you make this your prayer today, the Lord will answer you. O God, you are my God, for you I long. If you're struggling with your relationship with Jesus Christ, if you're struggling to get to know him, if you feel like, I don't really know him and I want to get to know him better, that is your prayer. If you phrase it that way and you say, Lord Jesus, I would really like to get to know you better. You might not realize it, but you just prayed. That's a prayer. Because that desire becomes a prayer. I want to get to know you better. And see, here's what he's going to do. He's going to answer that prayer. Let me tell you, if you pray to hit the lottery, I can't guarantee that the Lord is going to answer your prayer. Can't guarantee it. If you pray for a healing, a physical healing, I can't guarantee that either. He's going to answer it in the best way possible. That's all I know. But if you pray, Lord, I want to get to know you better. Please let me find you in my daily activity. Don't think for a minute that he won't answer that. He's going to answer that prayer in a hurry. Lord Jesus, help me to become more patient. Again, that's going to be answered. You might have to work through that one because he's going to send you an annoying person in your life. That person might already be there, but he's going to send you somebody that's really going to try your patience. But he'll also give you the grace to be able to increase your patience. He'll give you the grace to maybe hold your tongue. But you're going to have to fight it. You can fight that urge to really get mad. But these are the kinds of prayers when you pray for spiritual favors. The Lord will always answer them. He's not going to deny them. Pray to get to know Jesus better. That should be a daily prayer. Lord, I desire to know you better. That's it. You don't have to spend 2 hours praying that. That's a very valid prayer. And then by reading sacred scripture, in particular the Gospels, by spending time in our Lord's presence, in the Holy Eucharist, by going to daily Mass, by going to confession. These are the ways that you get to know Jesus better. You start doing these things, and you ask, Lord, I want to get to know you better. Lord, I want to be able to trust you more because I don't trust you. Again, that's a prayer that will get answered. So don't underestimate the power of prayer. A lot of times we'll say about prayer, well, the only thing I can do is pray. Guess what? That's the most important thing you can do. We undervalue prayer. We do this all the time. And we overemphasize doing physical things. In other words, doing what we can, running around. I'm going to fix this problem on my own. Now, of course, the Lord wants us to do this, but he also wants us to pray. It's so incredibly important that we pray and we ask for the strength to do what we need to do. Okay? Amen? Amen. All right, we're going to look at these readings now. This is from Thursday within the octave of Easter. The first reading, as it will be throughout the Easter season, is from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 3, verses 11 through 26. As the crippled man who had been cured clung to Peter and John, all the people hurried in amazement toward them in the portico called Solomon's Portico. When Peter saw this, he addressed the people, "You children of Israel, why are you amazed at this? And why do you look so intently at us, as if we had made him walk by our own power or piety? The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified his servant, Jesus, whom you handed over and denied in Pilate's presence when he had decided to release him. You denied the Holy and Righteous One and asked that a murderer be released to you. The author of life you had put to death, but God raised him from the dead. Of this we are witnesses. And by faith in his name, this man whom you see and know, his name has made strong. And the faith that comes through it has given him this perfect health in the presence of all you. Now I know, brothers and sisters, that you acted out of ignorance, just as your leaders did. But God had thus brought to fulfillment what he had announced beforehand through the mouth of all the prophets, that his Christ would suffer. Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be wiped away, and that the Lord may grant you times of refreshment, and send you the Christ already appointed for you, Jesus, whom heaven must receive until the times of universal restoration, of which God spoke through the mouth of his holy prophets from of old. For Moses said, a prophet like me will the Lord your God raise up for you from among your own kin. To him you shall listen in all that he may say to you. Everyone who does not listen to that prophet will be cut off from the people. Moreover, all the prophets who spoke from Samuel and those afterwards also announced these days. You are the children of the prophets and of the covenant that God made with your ancestors when he said to Abraham, in your offspring all the families of the earth shall be blessed. For you first, God raised up his servant and sent him to bless you by turning each of you from your evil ways. You know, this is a powerful message in the first reading today, and essentially, Peter's really giving it to the people. This is a tough message that he's giving to them, saying that you people crucified Jesus. You handed him over and you denied him. And you denied the Holy and Righteous One and asked that a murderer be released to you. Peter is giving it to these people straight. He's not holding back. And he talked about the fact that they acted out of ignorance. So you wonder how the people would react to this. You know, here's what you guys did. You put the Savior to death, but you didn't know what you were doing. Now, are they going to get mad about that he's calling them ignorant? Or are they going to understand what Peter says? How would you react to that? Would you get angry? Oh, he's saying I'm ignorant? What do you mean? You're saying I'm dumb? Or are you saying, well, I didn't know what I was doing? See, this is the importance of speaking the truth. Now, there are times when we have to be careful with what we say. We want to choose our words carefully because we don't want to do more harm than good. And that, my friends, comes from a relationship with Christ and really being able to listen to His Holy Spirit at work in you, to know what the right thing to say is, to know what words you should use, to know when to be forceful, to know when to hold back a little bit. Sometimes timing is everything. So if somebody's not ready to hear about Jesus in very strong language, in other words, you're going to accuse them and they might run away, you might do more harm. Sometimes you have to give it to them straight. Again, it's a matter of prudence. That prudence comes about through the help of the Holy Spirit so that you know what you should say and when you should say it. But he's telling them what they need to hear. Repent and be converted so your sins may be wiped away. Really, it's a message of hope that he's giving the people, and he's drawing back on what Moses said. He goes back to what Moses said so that they can understand that this is not some newfangled theology that Jesus was preaching. He's the long-awaited Messiah as promised in the Hebrew Scriptures. So, you know, this is something we all need to take into consideration. Are we willing to take the risk, as Peter did, and preach Jesus Christ to those who are in the darkness? Which I mean, so many people are in the darkness today. Are you willing to take that risk? Are you scared? If you're scared, ask the Lord to help you. Ask Him to give you the strength that you need. Psalm 8, O Lord our God, how wonderful your name in all the earth. How wonderful your name in all the earth. O Lord our Lord, how glorious is your name over all the earth. What is man that you should be mindful of him, or the son of man that you should care for him? You have made him little less than the angels and crowned him with glory and honor. You have given him rule over the works of your hands, putting all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen. Yes, and the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, the fishes of the sea, and whatever swims the paths of the seas. Why man? Why was man given a superior intellect? Why are we chosen to be able to think, to be able to speak? The animals can't do it. The animals don't have a free will like we do. We can choose to do good, to do evil. Animals can't do that. Man was given that gift. That's a great blessing that we're able to do that. Are you making good use of your gifts? Are you using the gifts that the Lord gave you responsibly? You know, Peter had to make a choice in that first reading. He had to make a choice. Do I speak out, or do I take the safe approach and not say anything? The choice is yours. You have that choice. You're going to be in situations. And even if you're not speaking in a negative sense, if you start talking about Jesus, you can imagine what kind of reactions you're going to get. You could clear a room very quickly by talking about Jesus. You know that as well as I do. But as you get to know him better, as you get to know Jesus Christ, the person, and you love him more, you're not going to be able to keep quiet. That's what I've learned. As someone who has always tended to be a coward and not wanted to call attention to myself, not wanted to make any waves, I have no problem talking about Jesus now. And I want to get to know him even better so that I can do even more for him. Today's gospel, Luke chapter 24, verses 35 through 48, the disciples of Jesus recounted what had taken place along the way and how they had come to recognize him in the breaking of bread. While they were still speaking about this, he stood in their midst and he said to them, "Peace be with you." But they were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. Then he said to them, "Why are you troubled, and why do questions arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. That it is I myself. Touch me and see, because a ghost does not have flesh and bones as you can see that I have." And as he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While they were still incredulous for joy and were amazed, he asked them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of baked fish. He took it and ate it in front of them. He said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and in the prophets and Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." Now, when we look at the what's happening in the gospel here and what Jesus said, we see evidence of that in the first reading. When he talked about he is the fulfillment of the scriptures. Now, Peter was talking about the same thing. "In your offspring, all the families of the earth shall be blessed, when Peter was giving his speech in the first reading. Jesus said, "Hey, I'm the guy. I'm the guy that was written about in the scriptures." And also, he talked about that he would suffer and rise from the dead. Now, remember, this is Easter Sunday. So this is just after he rose from the dead. This is all new to his disciples. They're struggling with this. And he said it was written that Christ would suffer and rise from the dead, and on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name. Flashback to that first reading and what St. Peter said. "Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be wiped away." So we see there is definitely some continuity, between the gospel today and that first reading from the Acts of the Apostles. And we can also look at the Psalm 8, "O Lord, our God, how wonderful your name is in all the earth." That wonderful name is to be preached throughout the entire world. That's what Jesus said, "Go make disciples of all nations." And that's what his apostles did. Obviously, they didn't have the resources that we do. It wasn't as easy for them to hop in a plane and go around the world. The civilized, populated world, was a lot smaller than it is now. But the call is for all of us to do that. Now, we struggle to recognize Jesus sometimes. That's what happened here. The disciples, they panicked. He said, "Peace be with you," and they thought he was a ghost. So many times in our lives, don't we fail to recognize Jesus? And we talked about that a lot last night, how that's a real problem, that we fail to recognize him. Are you able to recognize him in the people you meet, in the circumstances of your life, the things that happen to you? Are you able to recognize him? How about today, throughout the day, were you able to recognize him in the things that happen? Well, if you weren't, here's what you need to do. Go back, think about what happened to you today, and pray about it, and ask the Lord to reveal himself to you. "Lord, let me see your hand in the things that happened to me today. And Lord, please help me tomorrow to see you. I want to be friends with you, Jesus. I want you to walk with me. And I want to know that you're with me. I mess up a lot, Lord, but I need your help. I need your help. I need your guidance. I need a little slap in the head sometimes. Whatever you need to do, Lord, please help me." And if you start praying like that, you're going to see changes in your life. I know that. Not because I know you, but because I know Jesus. I want to thank you for tuning into the program tonight. As always, if you have any questions, you can email me at Gary@followingthetruth.com. Remember, the IHM Homeschool Conference at St. Helena's Parish tomorrow in Bluebell, Pennsylvania, 12 to 6. I'd love to see you there in the Philly suburbs. If you have any questions, email me. And God willing, we're going to do shows on Friday and on Monday. But again, I've got to record these programs, so it's going to be a little challenging. I'm still not sure what we're going to do. We'll see what happens. I want you to have a wonderful night. God bless you. And I will talk to you the next time I talk to you. How's that? God bless. Have a good night.